College in Hamilton, Ontario. Hamilton's alternative.
It's 7 o'clock on the dot. It's Hamiltopia time on the Hawk. That's right, folks. We're back and happy to be here. This is Dallas, and it's Hamiltopia time. I do have some bad news. Randy and Becky, the true talents of the Hamiltopia team, are away, so you're stuck with me for the next hour. Please, keep me company. I need ya. Hopefully I can play some tunes that spark your ears. Happy solstice! We're here! Summer is here. Try to enjoy it while it lasts, folks. You know, it goes by nice and fast. You don't want to be one of those people at the end saying, "Where the heck did summer go?" Nope, don't want to be that person. Very annoying. No point in regret, right? It's probably time just to get some tunes, right? I'm yapping. Nobody wants to hear that. The song we're hearing now is from almost 20 years ago, but it hits me as hard as ever. This one might be a little bit late, but better late than never. This is "I See Warm Weather Rolling In" by Michelle McAdory and Eric Chenow on Hamiltopia on C101 The Hawk.
I see you.
those magical sounds we're hearing right now are those of a very rare Hamilton project, one you might not be aware of. This is 85 Bears, project of Scott Johnson and Jamie Downey from a few years ago. Do check out their Bandcamp for copies of this cassette that have been unearthed. There's only a few left, and they come in a really amazing packaging. This track's called Goldeneye Temple Multiplayer off their album Offensive Line. Before that was Tikkun Olam, a new project from Elise Crivelle and Colin Fisher. That track was called Daughter of the Moon. Before that was brand new Angel Bad Daweed. We can't miss Angel's releases. They are very important. This one's from her recent mixtape. That song was called Jumping the Broom. Before that was Tom Gill with an interesting cover of a Silverchair track, Sour Girl. You can check that and about 26 other tracks of 90s alternative songs, all by some really interesting artists from Toronto and elsewhere. That compilation is called Big Bonky Tunes, and it is found on Bandcamp. And as mentioned before, we started that set off with classic Rat Drifting music. Rat Drifting was a very interesting label out of Toronto in the aughts. And that was a track called I See Warm Weather Rolling In by Michelle McAdory and Eric Chenot. Well, I'm feeling like loosening up a bit, moving my body. Let's get into some beats, why don't we? Let's hear some brand new Georgia Ann Muldrow. This is Passing Out. Georgia Ann Muldrow on Hamiltopia. Thank you.
The sun on the gun and the sun is great as a swallow. The weekly smile on my face is letting me know I should have felt bad about this a second ago. I am sitting on a cloud, I got smoke coming out from my seat, and I can play basketball with the moon, got the world on my feet, and try to get another gram in my hand, feel the cold on my feet, and I am sitting on a cloud, I got smoke coming out from my seat.
Alright, Shaw, I couldn't think of a better way to end this episode than with some brand new Backwash. That's right, if you haven't heard, Backwash has a brand new album out called I Lie Here Buried with My Rings and My Dresses. And you better believe it is as fierce as their previous material. Go check it out on Bandcamp.com, where you can also help with a vinyl campaign. That record will be made. There's over 240% funded right now, so the project is going to happen. But if you want that record, you better get on there. If you pledge enough, you might even end up in the thank yous. The track we heard from that album is called Nine Hells. Before that, we heard Nwando Abizi with I Seduce. Before that was Research and Development, a project of Raf Reza out of Toronto. That track was called Tragedy of Options on La Rama Records. Shout out to Chris and Gene Tellum, Chris Guilty and Gene Tellum. Before that was DJ Dion with Living That Tech Life from his new EP that is on Tech Life Records, his debut on Tech Life. So I think that's a perfect fit. Before that was Woody with her track Going Out. You can find that one on Woody's debut on Orange Milk Records called Headbanging in the Club. Before that was El Barber's Black Space, one of the most special acts in the world, their new track, Delice Creole. Before that was Richinelle with Gentle Friend. And that was right after Georgia Ann Muldrow's Passin' Oot. All right, I'm going to get out of here. You know, cross your fingers. Hopefully Randy and Becky return for next week and the quality can return to normal. Thank you for spending some time with me. I really enjoyed your company. And you know what? Take care of yourself. Take care of your friends. Take care of strangers.